Oh man, we got some big news coming out today regarding Durham's investigation and some real bad news for Hillary Clinton. Great news for us, very bad news for Hillary Clinton and other crooks like John Podesta, Jake Sullivan, and a whole lot of other people involved in the whole Russiagate hoax where they tried to paint Trump as being colluding with Russia. We're going to take a look at exactly what was said and why it's bad news for Hillary Clinton, and we're going to take a look at an Elon Musk tweet about this today where he calls out Hillary and the Clinton campaign. It's glorious, all right? We'll take a look at all of it right after this. Real quick, if you'd like to support my work, you can do so by grabbing something from my supplement brand, Conscious Strength, at consciousstrength.net. Got a lot of fantastic products that people love, from mushroom extracts to greens powders to turmeric, fish oil, and a whole lot more. Free shipping to all U.S. orders, and everything is packaged by yours truly. I will leave a link in the description below for this. Daily Mail reporting on it here. Breaking news, Hillary Clinton approved sharing the debunked covert communications between Trump and Kremlin-banked... that is Alpha Bank with press, even though she wasn't, quote, totally confident in the legitimacy, ex-campaign manager tells Durham trial. That ex-campaign manager is Robbie Mook, who testified today in the trial of Michael Sussman. And Robbie Mook goes to say some doozies. Things people following me and other hardcore truth sleuths, hardcore citizen journalists over the last few years, people following Q's posts, we knew these things. We know that Hillary Clinton fabricated it all. She knew it was bullshit, fed it along anyway. But the glorious thing about this is that it's now reaching normie public. It's reaching the mainstream masses. They are seeing basically what we've been saying all along, and the validation is pretty freaking nice. So Robbie Mook took the stand today, said this about Hillary Clinton. He also said that he discussed this with Jake Sullivan, who was then senior advisor to Hillary Clinton campaign. And Jake Sullivan is now White House National Security Advisor. So we have a current high-level official in Joe Biden's administration that is directly implicated in these illegal and, shall I say, treasonous dealings. Not only Jake Sullivan, but Robbie Mook said that he was talking with this with John Podesta. No wonder John Podesta is shitting absolute bricks and is trying to prevent this investigation from getting any documents or any information from him. You know, John Podesta's lawyers have been filing all kinds of things in this case, so... Woo, bad news. Bad news for everybody involved with this. Robbie Mook said he also discussed it with Hillary Clinton as well. He also admitted the campaign wasn't totally confident in the legitimacy of the data, but was hoping a reporter would follow it up and determine if it was, quote, accurate or, quote, substantive. So maybe Robbie Mook has that view. Maybe he's running some sort of, like, cover for his ass, or at least as much as he can. But again, we know very well that yes, Hillary Clinton, of course, was not confident in the legitimacy of it because she fabricated the shit on purpose. She knew very damn well that she was lying and this was all fake Trump-Russia allegations, but she fed it along anyway. So we're finally getting to the goods of Durham. And I gotta say, folks, there's been a hell of a lot of blackpilling I've seen from Conservative Inc., we could call them, like the mainstream conservative crowd, who were sitting there saying, oh, Durham's not going to do anything. Oh, this court case isn't going to produce anything. Oh, there's going to be nothing after this, et cetera, right? All kinds of blackpilling claims. Well, they're wrong, folks. They're incredibly wrong. And this is just the start. This is only the trial of the first person that John Durham has indicted, being Michael Sussman. The first trial. There's more indictments coming, for sure. Durham is laying the foundation, he's laying the groundwork, and I mean, we could legitimately see, I would think, an indictment of people like John Podesta. Heck, if we got an indictment of Jake Sullivan, who, like I said, is a current acting high-level official in Joe Biden's administration, that'd be a game changer, right? And these things could very well come later this summer, a little later this year. So our patience is finally paying off, the validation's coming. And just sit tight, because I think things are going to get a lot more fun in terms of Durham and the indictments he's going to bring out. So that's what we're learning today. Now I want to move to some pretty incredible tweets from Elon Musk. Gotta say, Elon Musk gives absolutely zero fucks these days. Zero. So, and this is in regards to what we're learning about Durham's investigation and this concocted Alpha Bank story that Hillary Clinton fed along. So here were some of her tweets. The internet is forever, folks. Everybody's got these screenshotted in case Hillary Clinton takes them down. And these are the tweets from late October 2016, the beginning of the Trump-Russia collusion story. So here's one of them. It's time for Trump to answer serious questions about his ties to Russia. Here's another one of those tweets. This one's from also October 2016. Computer scientists have apparently uncovered a covert server linking the Trump organization to a Russia-banked based bank. Yeah, you can type the word apparently in there. And apparently, what does that mean? Apparently? Apparently to who? It appears like that to who, right? You, Hillary Clinton, because you fabricated the whole story. So this tweet's still up, like I said. Here's the tweet right here from October 31st, 2016. All right? And then today, check this out. So whoever VSpike is on Twitter, he tweeted this. At Elon Musk, I have reported this tweet as misleading disinformation to the powers that be at Twitter. I would be interested to know if, when you receive control over the company, anything was done with this at any level. Please advise soonest. And Elon Musk actually replied to this. Said right here, this just happened 20 minutes ago as I'm filming this. Elon Musk said, you are absolutely correct. Doesn't exactly say what statement here he's correct about, but he says you're absolutely correct. That tweet is a Clinton campaign hoax for which their campaign lawyer is undergoing a criminal trial. Links here to a story about Clinton lawyer lied to manipulate FBI over Trump. Ooh-wee! Yes, the political attacks will most surely be coming against Elon Musk because they want to shut his ass up. They definitely want to shut his ass up. Elon Musk is just going to town lately and tweeting and saying a lot of very envelope-pushing things. Things that are going to wake up and hopefully red pill a whole lot of people out there. And it's great to see, honestly. It's great to see. So this is also good because there are quite a few people in mainstream America, shall we say, who don't even know who John Durham is. Have no idea this Durham investigation is going on. Legitimately, they don't. There's a lot of even Trump supporters and conservative-leaning folk out there who still don't really know the ins and outs of what's happening with Durham. Somewhat understandable, of course, because mainstream media barely reports on this stuff. When they do, it gets not front page. It's just buried, right? It's buried on their website or buried in the back of the newspaper. And then there's quickly another story that comes out to distract everybody from these. So the mainstream media can't say, oh, we're not reporting on it, but they're surely not devoting, I mean, primetime airtime to it at all. So there's a lot of folks out there that still have no idea about Durham and what Durham's uncovering and what really happened with his whole Russia collusion BS. So the more we can get it out there, and Elon Musk with his, how many million followers now? 94 million? Maybe some could be faking bots, but millions of people are going to see this. That's very good, right? Getting the story out there about this, very good news. And I think we're going to be hearing a hell of a lot more about this in the coming months. Stories that they're not going to be able to deny, and they're not going to be able to not put it prime time, shall we say. So grab the popcorn, folks. It's just starting, and I think things are going to get a whole lot more exciting.